the theme of this is going to be somewhere on a desert highway. Because I've been thinking about that a lot. Probably because just like where I'm from, I drive desert highways a lot. And like the kind of desert highway where there are cacti in the foreground and kind of like a bush type. And then some wildflowers carpeting the hills. Everyone's seeing the super bloom in California right now. And then this is surprises people. And then there are these incredible mountains with very jagged peaks. In fact, we have one of the largest, I say one of the largest, and then there's like the Colorado, 14,000 footers. But we have very large mountains like the Whitney, Mount Whitney, and the Whitney Portal that has access to the entire Eastern Sierra mountain range. I know personally, I basically say I live there now because I mean, that's where I go when I go home, but like I live at like 8,000 feet. And it's a very stark contrast between like that desert that I'm talking about and this like alpine type landscape. And there's this very almost like there's not a seamless transition between the two. It's a very stark one. So that's what this hour is about. I've been thinking about that a lot. Anyways, enough of me talking. I'm going to take you to California and we're going to start our first song off with Ventura Highway by America. Enjoy.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
Through your hair and the days around your daylight. Falling and calling your name out.
You do. Yes, she does.
First time on WFO since 2016.
Wow.
And
can I ask about that first WMFO experience?
It was magical. I didn't know exactly what to expect, but it truly exceeded my expectations. I came here with my entire wilderness group of freshman year for, I think, one of our members' shows. Like, three of our people had shows, and they were all here all the time.
Wow.
And I was really boring, and I did not have a radio show, but I liked it anyways.
It was boring?
I was boring.
You were bored.
They were all fun, and okay. Had radio shows.
Was it like, can I guess? Can I try and take a stab?
Oh, do you know who was in my wilderness group?
I actually don't.
Okay. You really, it was some stars, some continuing WFO stars, I think.
Wow. Like who? Whom?
Maria Oops. Grant, I think, had a show my freshman year.
I do not know said person.
Oh, she's amazing. You love her. Shout out to Maria if she's listening, which she's probably not. I think everyone's asleep.
On like a good, yeah, Sunday morning.
Yep. It's early.
Yeah.
She may be asleep.
Maria Grant,
Noah Adler. He may still have a radio show.
May still.
I'm not sure. They were so good that they got stickers, which means they're a really serious radio show.
Wow.
Yam Session. I remember that.
I have listened to Yam Session.
Yep. Yam Session may have been the show that I came in here for freshman year.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I've never received a sticker.
I would make you a sticker.
You'd make me a sticker.
I'd make you a sticker.
And give me a sticker.
Yep. That's just a star for you. Yeah.
True quality WFO radio show right there.
Yep.
You know?
Stars for Sam.
Stars for Sam.
We just talk about the stars and listen to music about stars.
Yeah. We were already there.
Yeah.
And to recap, you've been listening to Ventura Highway by America, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Love the One You're With. A classic.
Amazing.
I know.
I'm listening to it on my walk over here.
Wow.
I was moved.
And then that was Paul Simon, Under African Skies. And we're kind of on this theme, like I said, of this like somewhere on a desert highway. And I was like, first it's America. And then it's not
Africa.
And then it's Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I think we'll just keep rolling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. This is such a special hour. I'm so, so excited about this. So thanks for joining us, Eva.
Thank you, Sam.
I forgot to introduce you. This is Eva.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Eva. I love radio. Every Tuesday, Sam and I talk about how I'm not on her radio show.
Yeah.
It's
and how
really
you
a turn
should
of events.
Come to my radio show. Every Tuesday, we talk about it.
Exactly.
Before our 10:30. And our Professor Foster actively engages in this conversation.
She does. She's a huge music fan. Shout out to Professor Foster, wherever she is.
Yeah. she's actually traveling. She just messaged. She emailed me.
Wow.
I'm unsurprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. I did her reading some of it this morning and yesterday and the day before, and a little the day before that. So she's still here, present in my life, in terms of the books that are in my life.
In terms of the books that are in my life. Yeah. I cracked it last night, Professor Foster. You'd be proud of me.
Nice.
We're gonna get through it all though. We will read it all before your class.
We will definitely read it all.
Definitely,
before the class.
Definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Professor Foster.
We should have her on the show.
We should have her on.
Honestly, why is she not on your show?
I don't know. She's actually a big deadhead.
She'd be great.
She'd be great.
She'd be really fun.
I think. Yes. She's it's not I was thinking of a better word than yes, because she's talked about, she made this offhanded comment that I don't understand, and I'm like, wow, this truly is like when you're not a part of that older generation and you wish you were, because they make offhanded comments that they completely get, and you're like, I'm pretty sure I'd get this if I was cooler.
Or older.
But
like a cool kind of older.
Yes. She was, what did she say? She didn't say she was like a ranch hand. She said she was something like.
Oh, I remember this.
Like she was with the boy. It was something about like working on a ranch, being around a bunch of dudes when like Jerry died.
Yep.
What we were talking about.
We did have that conversation in class.
We did have that conversation in class. I think it was also during the class. Like, not before the class. It was like...
No, it was like in class time. Like, 10:30 to 11:45.
Yes.
Valuable. Have you ever sat down and thought about how many dollars you pay per minute of sitting in class?
No, that scares
Don't do
me.
It. It's very scary. Not worth it.
Not worth that brain power.
No.
I'm in a lot of class though, so right now that's like also actively on my mind.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Yeah. Maybe you deserve a little bit more deadhead in your class time.
Yeah, I think it should spill over just a tiny bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Amazing.
Great.
Shall we?
What's next on the list?
Ooh, the next one up is Blues Run the Game.
I love
Wait, you
this
love this song?
Song?
Okay, wait. Fun fact about this
which
song.
Which version of this song is it?
This is from Old Friends.
Oh my God, this Friends? Wait, you say your fun fact about the song first.
Okay, sorry. My fun fact about this song is that I was putting on just like I have a playlist. You know, quick plug. I have a playlist called Them Sweet Tunes, which is like an extended version of like what this hour is. And I was playing this song for my dad and my grandparents, like the OG Simon and Garfunkel, like CNS, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, CSN, Crosby, Stills, and Nash fans. And they literally were like, oh, car. And they were literally like, what is this song? And I was like, have I found a Simon and Garfunkel song that you do not know that I am introducing you to? I don't know. I literally don't know. I think at like at one point they did know this song, but it's not in their like, it's so cute. They like make iPod playlists and they really stick to the iPod playlist. And
so if it's not on there, it's not on there.
It's not on there. Or they sometimes shuffle all on their iPod. Yeah. Because they have nothing but incredible classical and like smooth jazz and this kind of musical taste, so they can just shuffle all on their iPod.
That's so powerful.
Yeah, it's a big mood. But if it's not in the queue, they haven't
it's
listened
not
to it.
The
in,
queue, yeah.
They haven't listened to it in a while.
Yeah, this song got me through a lot of hard times, and I occasionally, when listening to it, would be like, I'm gonna learn how to play this on the guitar, and then I would sit down with my guitar and be like, I can't do any of this picky shit, like, I just can't, I don't know how my fingers work, and then I'd give up, but I really like this song. I think we should let the listeners listen to it.
We should let listeners listen to it. Enjoy.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are run the game. out for whiskey, baby. Send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living the life of sin. When I ain't drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I ain't sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I ain't sleeping, well, you know you find me crying. Baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I've gone, the blues could run the game. Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I throw those dice, wherever the blues have run the game. Maybe when I'm older, baby, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. Wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I've gone, the blues are all the same.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and the ditch and the back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes? Down. Silence easy to be born again. To be born again. From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, then I stand with my arms behind me. I'm pushing out the door. Could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes? Lay me down. In silence easy to be born again. To be born again. Talking to Hugh Ledman, showing pictures on the wall, whispering in the hall. I'm pointing a finger at me. Clean clothes, putting on his literate shoes. dream. Between the viaducts of your dream, where a mobile steel rims crack and the ditch in the back road stop, could you find me? Would you a kiss in my eyes and lay me down? And silence easy to be born again, to be born again, to be born again, to be born again. In another world, darling. In another world. In another time. Got a home on high. Ain't nothing but a stranger in this world. I'm nothing but a stranger in this world. I got a home on high. In another land. So far away. So far away. We up in the heaven. We up in the heaven. In another time, in another place, in another time, in another place. Another place.
That was good.
That was good.
Some good Astro Weeks by Van Morrison. Like, wow. I still don't know what those lyrics mean, but yet I identify with them so much.
They're like, talking to some deeper part of myself. Like, yeah. The part that I can't filter consciously.
Right. I love that song. So oh, intense. My gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is on the half hour, and this is a public service announcement brought to you by WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. What are we announcing today, gal?
All right, so today we're announcing an event that I am incredibly excited about, and I am excited because it is an event that is part of an organization that's brought Sam and I together ever since she actually ended up on our campus, which is neat.
Ew.
So after Sam and I were brought together by our bonding experience when she was a prospective student, we were also brought together by her participation in Tufts Allies, an organization that I am in charge of, and as the co-director / co-dictator of Tufts Allies, I would like to invite anyone listening to sign up for our spring field exercise in conflict resolution and peace and stability operations, which will be on
April 5th, which is next Friday. So Whoa. If you're sitting around next Friday and Saturday thinking, what do I do with myself? Sign up for FieldX. Sign-ups close, I think, tonight. So
better get on that.
Get moving.
Yeah.
And we feed you, we house you for a night, and you get to run around a paintball field negotiating with your friends.
I was going to say, I heard it was, you know, conflict resolution, and, you know, I had this idea of kind of we'd all be in a room kind of yelling at each other. And then I was like, wait, that's Model UN.
But it's basically the same thing, but on a paintball field.
Right. And then I got there and I was like, oh, wait, this is just chaos. This is like all of a sudden people that are just so hot. Like, these are people that I think will go into like they'll be State Department. They will be ambassadors. They will they're such high powering, like such. They're so incredibly smart. They're so incredibly conscious. And then it's them with a paintball gun. And it's just so incredible what happens.
Yep.
Field X.
You got to see them get shot by a paintball first.
Truly.
Sneak preview.
Yeah. Be there, be square.
Yep.
I've only made one Field X, actually.
I can't believe I'm going to say this on the air. I've never been to Field X. I was abroad last year, which is my, like, catch-all excuse for everything.
As if you didn't have two other years of Field X.
That too.
Yeah.
Those were busy years. It was hard.
Sorry.
But last year, everything I missed, I was like, oh, well, I was abroad. Abroad is fake. No one does anything while they're abroad. If you're abroad right now, don't do anything. Take some time off. You deserve it.
Snaps. Yep. Or if you're going abroad, also let me know if you're in the fall to New Zealand. We can go together.
Hang out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But words of wisdom to those abroad, probably not tuning in.
Very doubtful that anyone's tuning in, but especially from Jordan. Don't listen to this if you're in Jordan. Listen to some authentic Iraqi radio. I can tell you Hawa Dijla. I think it's 96.7. They're fun. They're more fun. Are these our listeners?
Yeah,
right
we
now?
Have eight.
Hello.
Eight listeners.
One of them might still be my phone because I don't know if I turned the mobile stream off correctly.
Oh. Or seven.
Maybe seven. Still fun. Hello,
still fun.
Hello, seven people listening to this radio station.
We're having fun.
Hope you're having a great morning.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
It's a wonderful way to wake up, I feel like.
I love it.
I love it, too. All right. With that, we're going to keep rolling on some more. On this next cue is going to be a Doobie Brothers song that, fun fact, I did not know until yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Their classic album, I literally did not know until I found this on a friend's playlist. I was just like, this is really good.
Can't miss the Doobie Brothers.
So, keep tuning in. We're gonna keep rolling down that desert highway. Actually, right now we're gonna go a little closer to home. I think into the Mystic.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the Mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the Mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold until the misty. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the misty. Come on, girl.
and streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown.
I was gonna surprise you. Dang it!
Sorry, I peeked.
She peaked. She peaked, folks.
I was a little too excited.
In order, we listened to "Into the Mystic" from Moondance. My parents—that was actually their wedding song.
Like, that's adorable.
Yeah, like, you know the song that, you know, yeah, like, it's the first dance. Yeah, this was my parents' first dance.
That's a cute first dance.
Yeah, it was actually, fun facts, it was going to be Moondance.
Which is also a good song. Which is kind of maybe more appropriate as a first dance song.
I thought. Or, okay, sorry, I have a lot of thoughts on this.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
They asked the band if they could play Moondance, and the band didn't know how. The band didn't have it in their repertoire. I'm so mad now that I found out. So they played Into the Mystic, which, I honestly did not have any, importance to me until I came to Boston and I ran along the Mystic. So, I'm actually kind of glad now that their song was that song, because I now run along the Mystic and I think about my parents.
That's cute.
Yeah, and, what that must have been like. Yeah, their first, being in love, for the first, or not for the first time, but just,
in the most intense way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also decided that my first dance is going to be a Van Morrison song. But it's going to be Crazy Love.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's such a good one. But I've also thought about Moondance, just as
Moondance is a good one.
Yeah. Because, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I don't even know what my parents' first dance song was. I should probably ask them. My sister's much better about these, family history things. She asks everything. I don't know how my parents got engaged. I know very few things.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know about that. I was playing a lot of Van Morrison. My dad was like, fun facts. That's a big fun fact.
That's a huge fun fact. Do your parents have a wedding album that they've shown you?
No. I've seen... I have never seen the wedding album. Mm. They are not together now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were together when I was young, but not like...
At this moment right now.
Yeah. Not when I was older. So I think... You show that when you're older?
Yeah.
Question mark?
You miss that period.
Yeah. And I also, don't really think I like weddings.
But you do have a first dance song picked out, which is big. I don't have that.
I think it's really because, I said, I don't like weddings and that, now I feel I am contradicting myself, because I know also where I would get married.
Okay, you like weddings.
No, I don't. I also I don't know. I don't know that I like the whole but I don't like it when everyone has to be there. Everyone and their great aunt have to be there.
I totally agree.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to pick out a white dress. Why does it have to be white? What is that about?
You can wear whatever you want in your wedding.
I am.
Purple.
You know it's going to be purple.
Why not?
At my nickname for years. Actually, I realized this. My friends didn't know when I came to college. My nickname was purple in middle school and high school because I loved the color purple so much. And I would make all purple outfits.
I did not know that, but I'm glad I do.
Ask me for the pictures sometime. It was pretty horrific
because so
I couldn't match shades. It was beyond my capabilities.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, so.
We should have a party that's just dressed like yourself in middle school.
Gosh.
Because I would see that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it's, I still have all of the outfit components. Fun fact.
Pants?
Oh, you know I have purple pants. You know. Three pairs of them.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, a lot of them are hiking pants. I wear purple hiking pants, if you were listening.
If you're not listening, she definitely doesn't wear purple hiking pants for all those people out there who don't care.
What were you like in middle school? Is it secondary?
Okay, so this is my favorite story about me in middle school. It's also about clothing.
I'm ready.
Is that for my 13th birthday in middle school, all of my friends communicated secretly with my mom, which in retrospect was a lot of skill for 13-year-olds. They were very sneaky, and they organized for all of their parents to put in $20 for a Visa gift card. So there ended up being a $120 Visa gift card, which they used to, on my birthday, abduct me and take me to the mall and be Eva, you need new clothes. without my mom, just these six other middle school girls being we can't hang out with you anymore unless you buy a few shirts from Abercrombie & Fitch. And so I bought this shirt from Abercrombie Abercrombie and Fitch, a pair of jeans, maybe also from Abercrombie and Fitch, and a shirt from American Eagle, and they're still floating around my house somewhere. Like, I think my sister wears them occasionally, and they're just these shirts of shame, shirts of, like, everything I owned was from garage sales that my grandma picked up, and I just, like, didn't filter that everyone around me was, like, a little bit too aware of it, and I was not aware at all. And that was a really formative experience. And wow. I get a little worried around surprises now because I'm like, is this just going to be these girls abducting me and taking me to the fucking Valley Fair Mall in Hillsdale?
Wow, that's a lot. That's actually a lot. I think... And it's a lot in ways that I think, like, simultaneously, I think they were, like, they thought they were being kind and helpful.
They fully did.
They really did. They and really then in other ways, that traumatizes you forever. And you're always like, are these clothes cool enough? Like
they're not. We're not. But it's okay.
I'm wearing my scrubs.
Girls don't go to Tufts.
But I'm... Yes.
Yes.
It's like I'm wearing my scrubs.
These are scrubs,
but they're scrubs, but they actually look like garden, like garden shirts. Yeah, people always ask me what I garden, and I can pretend that I garden something, and then I describe to them my grandmother's rosemary and mint. I'm sorry, Grandma, you're really the gardener, and I'm sorry. I tell people that I like can garden because I really can't.
That's totally cheating, and I love it.
It's like the one thing I like really wish. I like could be genetically passed down as like a green thumb.
If only.
And it's you can't. And my grandmother.
And it's you can't.
Biology, folks. I once thought I was going to major in it.
Those are the days.
And because my grandmother's such a good gardener, but alas.
Sad.
Alas.
Big sad.
Big sad.
Should we give the people their music?
Should we? Yes. And these are going to be our last two songs, folks, as we close out our hour. This is going to be the inception of this hour, Unknown Legend by Neil Young off of Harvest Moon, I know. And then the remastered version of Come Running to really start the day off, like, and keep it on that positive note. So with that, enjoy, and we wish you a big happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, folks.
Goodbye for now.
In a diner, never saw a woman look finer. I used to order just to watch her float across the floor. She grew up in a small town, never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long blonde hair flying in the wind. She's been running half her life,
dress and two kids, looking for a magic kiss. She gets the far away look in her eye. Somewhere on the crow.